Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Masechet Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin has a three-way machlokas about shards of ceramic. Just how much shards of ceramic do you have to carry in order to be chayev on Shabbos? Cheres, shards of ceramic, kidei litein bein patzim l'chavero, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need a large enough piece of ceramic that it is useful to use as a spacer between pieces of lumber so that they don't warp. Often, when you have large amounts of lumber and they're just sitting there waiting to be used, and they're stacked, you put in spacers. In fact, if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and they have these big packs, big stacks of lumber, they have little slats of wood, kind of every couple of boards. Every pallet has probably three breaks where they stick in these little slats of wood, and that keeps the wood from warping. And so they used ceramic for that in the time of the Mishnah. And so Rabbi Yehuda says that's a useful amount of ceramic, even though it's quite small. Rabbi Meir Omer kedei lachatot bo es haor. Rabbi Meir says, no, it has to be large enough for use in stoking the coals. You're moving the coals around. This is a much larger piece because you can't get too close to the fire. You can't just go down a little teeny piece of ceramic and move coals around. You'll burn your hand. So it has to be a much larger piece of ceramic. And Rabbi Yossi is kind of the middle opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kedei lekabel bo revius. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be large enough to be able to hold a revius of liquid, which is about 3 ounces and change. So his shear is quite a bit larger than Rabbi Yehuda's, but quite a bit smaller than Rabbi Meir's. Amar Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Aval bisha ein raya ledavar, zeich ledavar. Even though I don't really have a proof, but I have a pasuk in Navi that implies that I am correct. That implies that the stoking of the coals is an important use of the ceramics. And he quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, which is a nevuah. It's a prophecy of Yeshaya, where Yeshaya is telling the people that they've really been bad. And that Hashem will punish Bnei Yisrael because they aren't listening to Hashem. They oppress the poor and they don't do what they're supposed to do. And so the pasuk basically says that Hashem will break the rebelliousness of Bnei Yisrael as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He will not have mercy. That's the first half of the pasuk. Hashem is going to break the stubbornness, he's going to break the rebelliousness of Bnei Yisrael as the breaking of a potter's vessel. So that's broken ceramics. And Rabbi Meir says, in the next piece of the pasuk says, "V'lo yimatzei b'mechitaso cheres lachatos eish miyakud," and there will not be found from its crushing even a shard to take a fire from the hearth. So there you go, Rabbi Meir says. It's not a proof. It's not a pasuk in the Torah, but we see from the nevuah of Yeshayahu that this is kind of the smallest possible piece of cheres, because there won't even be a piece large enough to do this stoking of the coals. So there you go. That's sort of a support for my point. Amar Lo Rabbi Yossi says, wait a minute, Rabbi Meir, you didn't finish the pasuk. Misham Raya, that's your source? Let's look at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, V'lachasof mayim migeva, or for taking water out of the cistern. So the pasuk, the same pasuk that you're saying, says, well, there won't even be a piece large enough to stoke the coals, also says, or to take water out of the cistern. So really, Rabbi Meir, what's smaller? Taking water out of the cistern. And so that should be the shear, taking water out of the cistern, enough to carry a revius of liquid.